I want to get lost with you. I want to get lost with you, Dave.
Thank you, John. You too.
But not too far, not for too long.
Okay.
Before it gets dark and near a pub or a youth hostel.
And where you've got 3G minimum.
And a plug.
And a plug.
I want to go to a. I want to go to an office with you. like a main. I want us to rent an office, Dave.
Yeah, okay.
Just to hang out.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, getting lost would make me anxious, I think.
Yeah.
Nice song.
Nice song. So, Dave, we got a few little gift items for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll start with a card, which we've got, but don't make reference to what's on the front of the card.
Got you.
Because it was sort of... it's a fun joke.
Fun joke. Very nice.
There's some moving tributes.
Oh, and they are moving as well.
Are quite moving.
I already pulled all the stops out on my message. Don't put it on Instagram, though, because that's not the sort of vibe I'm going for with my comments.
Thanks, shall I read it?
No.
Read the last phrase that I say on mine, top left.
Top left. You produced us.
Yeah, very moving.
Thank
very
you,
simple,
John.
Very moving.
And you're right.
Because you produced the show, but you also produced
Oh, I
us.
See, yes, double
John,
meaning.
John has double meanings for everything.
Always a double meaning.
One of the confusing things about knowing him.
I'm very much, I'm going to stand now, like blooming Russell Brand. Yeah, right now, Dave, I should probably be verily giving you some gift items I purchased on the high street.
Oh, have you got a tingle in your tinkle?
Dave, I am a firm believer that it's much better to just ask someone what they want than buy them something they don't.
Yes.
But I was not prepared for what you said when I asked you what you wanted, which was some nice candles.
I thought it was a joke. I texted John and I said, ask him again, because
what
I think he's been like...
What man in his early 30s wants some nice candles?
No, because you said, you pointed out what would be nice for you and Hannah.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
So
it was Hannah's suggestion was the nice candles.
So we're not bringing toxic masculinity into this final link, but I did think, what? What?
Here's Dave's bundle of presents. First up...
They're also more expensive than you'd think.
I know, exactly. That's why we never buy any.
Good grief.
Yeah, I mean, this one was an absolute humdinger.
Joe Malone.
Yeah, that's not a swear word, that's the name of the shop.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that's my favourite scent, but everyone has their own favourite scent.
Ale.
Oh, it's a candle!
It's a candle, mate, for Hannah.
Thanks, John.
And you can both enjoy the scent.
I'm not going to open it because it's nice.
It's phenomenally wrapped. Yeah, she can open that.
That's great, thank you. That will go down very well.
Lovely stuff. Okay, next up, Dave.
Yes!
You said... Oh, here we go.
Leaving's great.
I haven't wrapped any of them.
I got sacked from 2 temping jobs in a week once, and I didn't get any gifts. I was just asked to leave the premises.
Oh, is this a nice whiskey glass?
Yeah,
I need nice whiskey glasses.
Two of the beggars.
Thank you.
Don't worry if you can't get into it.
I can see it on the box.
Just a whiskey
glass.
It's nice. It sort of looks like a modern stadium, that whiskey glass.
Yeah.
Those glasses, Dave, because of the guy I am, took me an hour to choose.
Did they?
Because I have something wrong with me.
A lot of time.
He's thoughtful, though.
Give me choice in a shop and I will get into
real
trouble.
That's great, because I really need whiskey glasses. Great,
Scott, the Australian PCD who came all the way from Brisbane to see us live and sat in on the show, put on Facebook, producer, my producer from Depot Society, I thought was going to burst into tears.
And here, Dave, from a shop called Cadenhead Whiskey, which I recommend you check out.
Yes.
It's an amazing whiskey shop.
So are these all nice little single malt whiskies?
Obviously, yes. Hannah's pregnant. This is a present for you.
Yeah. there's 2 single malts and a single grain.
Yes.
And Dave, they're cask strength. So they're 55%.
I don't understand any of these words.
Strong whiskey.
Very strong
whiskey.
And I said to the guy, so what do we do? And he said, we'll taste it as it is.
Stop him from leaving.
But mix it with a little bit of water.
Okay.
If you want to.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
And finally, Dave, a present to remember everyone by. Our great successes. It's a lovely picture.
Oh, great. That's from the Chortle Awards when we won.
Yes.
We won big.
And
it's a lovely framed picture.
I do have to say this, though, I didn't get any kind of discount. It's thanks to the wonderful people at Mayfair Snappy Snaps. Scott, Jessica, Julia and Simona.
Thanks, guys.
I have to say, I picked that Snappy Snaps because they had a 4.8 out of 5 on Google reviews, and the service was excellent, even though I didn't point out it's for a radio show till after I'd paid. So essentially, they've just got a free plug. But I'm happy for that. Very good service.
Guys, thank you.
Hey, don't worry about it, Dave.
That's very, very nice. I'm going to miss this place. I've been at X for 11 years.
It sounds like you're talking about the House of Commons, this place.
You're the father of the house, mate. You are the father of the house, aren't you?
Yeah, I suppose so.
And before we go, Dave, Ellis and I have, because it's nearly time to go now, but we have got a live read, which I have handed to Ellis now, and we are now going to make our statement on your passing. That was an emotional chest clearing,
a sign of illness.
No. Nearly 4 years ago, Ellis and I were asked to record a pilot for what was then XFM. When we met in Ye Old Mitre Pub, an excellent pub, yes, with a man called Dave, we discussed what a show between us might look like or sound like. It's radio. That was one of the first things Dave pointed out. Back then, we were just two comedians who knew they liked chatting with each other, but knew absolutely nothing about how to make a radio show. I'm not exaggerating when I say that everything that works about this show, everything that is good about Ellis James and John Robbins on air, has been because of Dave Masterman. The direction he gives us, the huge amount of preparation and editing he has done, picking us up when we doubt ourselves and reining us in when we forget just what it is we're supposed to be doing. All these things take not only a lot of hard work, skill and experience, but nuance, judgment and agility. Things that cannot be taught, but which Dave has in spades.
Once, whilst attempting to prove which style of cafetiere coffee preparation made the best cup of coffee, John and I failed to fully... We were scraping the barrel even then. It's like the seventh show. That's not a feature, which Dave knew. John and I failed to fully describe what we were doing and why we were doing it. As Dave battled with two giddy comedians running around the studio, he let out an anguished cry of, "Think of the listeners, guys! Reset! Tell them what you're doing!" That is at the heart of why he is so good at what he does. A radio studio can quickly fill with ego and self-indulgence, but there's always been someone here whose primary concern is what we do, that what we do connects with every single listener, and that person is Dave Masterman.
Dave, we often joked about what might break up the team. Accidental swearing, unacceptable levels of contempt for Hertfordshire-based singer-songwriters. Or how I might one day go full Robbins and move to a well. But Ellis and I never considered what was, in fact, the only possible outcome, that your incredible talents would one day cause us to part. And whilst we are both extremely sad, what we feel most acutely is proud of you, Dave. Thankful for all you have given us and excitement for the amazing things you'll go on to do.
Our truth is, the world needs a budget toasty outlet. The calls for toasties available at or below €3 have grown too loud. You are the man to answer those calls. We can no longer keep you from your destiny. So goodbye, Dave, and thank you.
And Dave, before you go, can you pop that in the awards folder, please?
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this destiny known as why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
across toys, tools, gaming and smart home, including 20%